This week, Michigan Republicans marked the second anniversary of their outreach office in Detroit. The concept of selling the GOP in solidly Democratic Detroit, opening an office there, came at a time when more Republicans on the national level were calling for the party to be more inclusive. Well, 2 years after Kentucky Senator and now presidential candidate Rand Paul came to Northwest Detroit to open the office, we wondered what Michigan Republicans think about this effort. So we turned to the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. She was elected last February. Ronna Romney-McDaniel, welcome to Stateside.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Ronna, what do you see personally when you think about that outreach center on Livernois Avenue? What do you see as the mission?
It's been acknowledged by the Republican Party. We've done a bad job of reaching out to non-traditional Republican communities and sharing our message and our values. And I think the point of the office and the success of this office is we're in this community. We've invested for 2 years, and we're getting to know the neighborhoods. We're learning from them. It's going to make us a better party, and it's going to build better understanding between us and the communities that we're in day to day.
Do you think it's less, Ronna, about changing people's minds on specific issues and really more about introducing people to Republican ideas?
Yeah, I think it's more about just starting the conversation. You know, you got to begin somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the first step. And I don't think by any stretch of the imagination that Republicans are going to be winning in Detroit anytime soon. But we have to start sharing our message and where we stand on issues like the third grading reading bill that just passed through the legislature and the fact that Republican legislators and our governor are invested in making sure kids don't get left behind and kids aren't going to be just passed through the system if they're not able to read, and the understanding that that's not good for anybody. And so those types of discussions are always good. You know, I don't know if you're like me, but day to day, I don't look at people. Are you Republican? Are you Democrat? I talk to people about the things that we share in common, and that's what this office is doing in Detroit.
And in these 2 years with this office in Detroit, as you put it very aptly, conversations, let's start somewhere. And as Republicans are in that office and interacting with Detroit voters, what have you learned? What has the party learned from being in Detroit?
I love coming to the Detroit office. I was there 2 days ago. We had just an amazing event, and we had a lot of Democrats at our event, and they said, you know what? I'm not here because I'm a Republican at all, but I'm here because I want you to hear what we care about, and I want you to know that we recognize you're here, and it's helpful to have these conversations. That's how we're going to move the dial. So for me, every time I go and have these conversations, it makes me a better party leader. It makes me be able to understand where our party's failing in messaging or communicating, where we do have common values. So it's all beginning that conversation, and the ultimate goal is to bring unity around issues that we agree on and try and solve them and make Detroit better, because we all want Detroit to be thriving and growing. It's good for our state. It's good for all of us.
What kinds of insights have you gotten in terms of where the party has not succeeded in getting its message across or resonating with Detroiters?
Well, certainly we haven't been there, and that's been noted. You know, mm-hmm. You guys haven't shown up. You know, I know I was at an event this spring where somebody said, this is the first time the Republican Party has ever come to this event in Detroit. And I thought, well, shame on us. We need to be showing up more, and we need to be doing service. You know, some of the issues are a belief that maybe we don't care about some of the welfare programs. That's absolutely not true. We absolutely believe in a safety net for all of our citizens. We know people need help, but I want to take it a step further. And I think a lot of our presidential candidates are saying, the point is we want people to come out of poverty. We want to put them on the track so they're not in a cycle of passing this on between families. We want to help lift people up. So while we keep the safety net, we have to also be engaging in education and skilled trades and other ways that we can provide opportunity and education so that people can get out of poverty. And that's the goal. So those are types of conversations that I'm having a lot in Detroit when I'm there.
I am speaking with the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Ronna Romney-McDaniel, the party marking the two-year anniversary of its outreach office in Northwest Detroit. And Ronna, after your Uncle Mitt lost the presidential race in 2012, there were very, very strong voices within the Republican Party calling for a shift, just as you described, a widening of focus, a need to reach non-traditional Republican voters. I have to ask you, though, here we have Republican National Committeeman Dave Ajema of Michigan with his track record of saying and posting on social media very incendiary things about gays, about Muslim Americans, about African Americans. How does continuing to have him on the RNC lead to that sense of a more welcoming GOP?
Well, we've made it very, I've publicly, and I will do it again, denounce any types of comments that Dave is making personally, and they do not represent the party, the national party. They don't represent the state party or me. And there has been no mechanism for removal for Dave. He's on the national committee. He hasn't made comments like that in a long time, but that doesn't excuse what he's done, and we're moving forward. And I think you can agree with this. No one person in their worst moment represents an entire organization. So we all have people who say things that hopefully people recognize don't represent an entire organization. But the party as a whole, and by being in Detroit and saying, you know what, we're putting stakes in the ground. We are here for 2 years. We've been here for 2 years. The Democrats don't have an office in Detroit. Hillary Clinton doesn't have an office in Detroit. We're here. And we want to hear what you have to say. We want to listen. We want to be part of the conversation. And you know what? Come in and bring in your anger. Let us know where we're failing. That's going to make us better as a party. But you have to start somewhere.
Rana, Governor Snyder has been crystal clear, very much a leader and outspoken about his desire to see more immigrants come to Michigan, especially to come to Detroit and start building new lives and in doing so strengthening Detroit and Detroit's neighborhoods. Yet time and time again, we see GOP crowds cheering as Donald Trump's vowing if he's elected president, he'll build a wall, he'll make Mexico pay for it, he would deport some 11 million undocumented immigrants, he would end birthright citizenship. And one Gallup poll found 31% of Republicans support deportation. When you see crowds across the country cheering for messages like a leading Republican presidential candidate is saying, what are your feelings and thoughts?
Well, I think we have a lot of conversations we need to have in this country, and Donald Trump's opening up some of those conversations. And I do think we have a lot of issues, and President Obama is part of this too. One of the things he promised to do was focus on immigration and figuring out a way to solve the immigration issues that we have in this country, and that hasn't been done. And Carly Fiorina's pointed out how many times have we had candidates on the stage for president talk about things like tax reform, and that's not been done, and entitlement reform, and it still hasn't been done. So I think it highlights more of a frustration among all people, and I don't think it's just Republicans, because I went to a Donald Trump event in Michigan, and there were a lot of Democrats there, just saying, you know, an appetite for, yeah, let's have the conversation. Let's actually get things done.
I want to circle back to the outreach office again. It really is one way that your party is trying to end the perception that it doesn't care about black people, black issues. But I do have to take stock of things just in our state. We have no African-American Republicans serving in the state legislature, none in Michigan's congressional delegation, none serving as directors of state departments in Michigan or major statewide offices like state attorney general or secretary of state. Is that something that you want to change, and how would that happen?
Well, and as a woman, I can relate to that because we don't have many women serving in a lot of these higher roles as well. And so I've seen that a lot of women and also our outreach in other communities and saying, you know, we want you to run for office. We want to help you understand that you can run for office. That's part of the first step. You know, people don't think, yeah, this is something I can do. This is something I should do. So we have to reach out to people and recruit them better in our candidate recruitment. And I think that's happening across the state. A good step is what we're doing in Detroit. I mean, I think our office director in Detroit, he'd be great. I told him the other day, you should run for office. But that's something we always have to improve on, and we want the best leaders. I've always said, I love to see more women in politics, but I'm not going to vote for somebody just because they're a woman. I want the best person for the job.
I also don't want to let you go without just giving you a chance to address concerns that LGBT voters may have about how welcoming the Republican Party is. We did talk about Dave Ajema, who, again, representing Michigan Republicans in the national level. And, you know, your point taken that someone at their worst moment doesn't speak for the whole party. But when you get that sense of these derogatory remarks about gays, Dr. Carson has had his issues as well. What does that say to LGBT voters, and what do you want to say to them?
Well, first of all, everyone should be treated with respect and dignity, and regardless of any exterior factors, race, sexual orientation, gender, all those things should not factor in. And I think that that's something that our party absolutely stands for. I think John Kasich said it very well in the first debate. He said, you know, I support traditional marriage, but that doesn't mean you should be disrespectful or hateful towards another group. You just got to move forward. And I think that that's something that we've been working on in our party. And actually, there's a lot of people who are on different sides of that issue. So we've got to find a way to have all of our different viewpoints. And I hate to use the Ronald Reagan quote because it gets used so much, but and expand the big tent and know that if we agree on 80% of the things and don't agree on 20%, we still should be supporting each other. And that's how we're going to move forward and broaden our party.
I've been speaking with the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Ronna Romney McDaniel, as the party notes the 2-year anniversary of its outreach office in Northwest Detroit. Thank you so much for being with us today on Stateside, Ronna.
Thank you for having me.